Okay, our friends. So we found another farm book, and this one hopefully will give us a little details on what you need in order to build an actual farm, right? Because it's called Let's Build a Farm. This story was written by Robert Pietzo. What a fun name. It's almost like pizza, but it's not. It's Pietzo. Fun, right? And
I want my name to be Pizza.
right, me too. I would have the coolest name. Maybe you, is your name Pizza? No, okay. Well, then we should introduce ourselves. Today's story is read by Mommy and Philip. I love it when
you don't have to add that ending, just Philip.
Just Philip. I love it when you're Philip. It makes me feel like you're here with me. Then it makes me feel like you're with me and not far away on some other planet.
Well, I used to be in, actually.
I know.
Fighting in the Clone Wars, if you don't know what that is.
Yeah, but for today, let's live here and now and think about farms, shall we? Okay, so what we will need is lumber to construct the barn. So in the picture, we can see they have
Wood.
wood. That's what lumber is. It's wood. And you need to have wood in order to make a barn. And we can see they've got lots of workers who are all measuring out how much wood goes where. And then they'll use what? Do you know what tools? A hammer.
Saws and hammers.
Yeah,
And
saws,
nails.
hammers, and nails, yeah. And then it says, we'll need a tractor to plow the fields. So after you have built that barn with the lumber and the nails and the hammers and the saws and all that stuff, then you can put the tractor in the barn, right? But only after the tractor has gone out into the fields and dug long lines in the dirt so that you can plant your seeds. Yeah. Okay. We'll need a post hole digger to build the cow fence. Have you ever wondered how fences stand up so strong and so tall? Well, they have a special thing. It's called a post hole digger, and it digs into the ground so that the posts can go into the ground, deep into the ground, so they don't get knocked over if the cow accidentally leans against them or something like that, right? Okay, so we can see here comes the farmer. He's building the fence to keep the cows inside. So they have cows too. I guess that's a fun point. You would need cows as well. And maybe something to feed the cows with. Hay? Meal? Something? Grass? All those things. Okay. Then it says, we'll need a sprinkler machine to water the seeds.
I'm gonna just get a giant watering can and go.
Well, you would need a super giant watering can because if you've got a whole field full of planted seeds, then you're not going to be able to do it easily. You're going to have to walk back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Or you could get the sprinkler machine, which has wheels and it has lots of little spouts where it sprays water down. And they can put fertilizer to help the seeds grow, and they can put water to keep them fed. And then this thing just goes up and down the field and feeds the plants. Brilliant.
But in old times, they would use a watering can.
Yeah, in old times, I think they probably would use a watering can on a small crop. And then the rest of the time, they would just hope Mother Nature waters it. Wild. Now, we'll need chicken wire to house the hens. Okay, so now on top of the field and the pasture for the cows and the barn, we now need another area to put a hen house where we can put chickens. So we need cows and chickens on our farm as well as crops. And chicken wire is a special kind of fencing material. got tiny little holes in it that so the chickens can't get out, and things that might eat the chickens can't get in. And things that might eat the chicken cannot get in. See, two purposes there. And then it says, we'll need sheet metal to make the grain silo. What is a grain silo? Do you know?
You put the grain in it.
Yeah, it's like a giant storage bin for grain. So that big field that you planted, when you harvest it, which we'll have to get a combine harvester for, we'll probably talk about that. You will put the grain in something. And you need a big container to put it all in. And so to take sheet metal, they bend the sheet metal and attach it into a round circle that makes a grain silo.
They might need maybe a furnace or something to make the sheet metal warm so they can bend it.
Yeah, they would have to heat the sheet metal up a little bit, I think. Now look at this. We'll need a hive to keep all the bees. Ooh, this farm has a beehive, which means they'll get honey. So they've got cows for milk and chicken for eggs and chicken dinners. And they've got grains to make bread. And now they've got bees to make honey. Yum, yum, yum. And in order to keep the bees happy, you have to give them a place to build their beehive. Right? Now, they will build a beehive of their own, but it helps if you put one out there for them. Right? So this person has done that, the keeper of the bees. It says, we'll need a hammer to make a pig trough. Yes, and that same wood, right? You need that lumber for that. So you take the hammer and nails, I'm assuming, and then you would hammer together a place for your pigs to come and get their food. They would eat almost anything you give to them. Pigs like slop.
After I have a giant turkey dinner after Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. I just give the pig a little bit of slop one day, mm-hmm. a little bit next day,
yeah.
a little bit
third day. And they'll eat just about anything, too. Pigs like tasty food, just like humans do. Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. But I think they'd probably eat it. I know, gross. So they're also within that fenced-in area. So maybe you could put the fence for the cows and then the fence for the pigs. So you'd need a lot of fence, wouldn't you? We'll need baskets to gather the apples. Oh, that tells us that they have also built an orchard. So they'd probably need to fence the orchard in, but that would be another field where they would have dug up some places to put the seeds down and then grown apple trees. So now they've got apples to go with their bread and their eggs and their milk and their chicken and their honey. Oh my goodness. This is a delicious place to live. And we put the apples into the baskets. We'll need a baler to bundle up the hay. Now this is an interesting tool. It goes along after you have gone through the field and grown up your tall hay.
You just go like this.
Yep, and it winds up the hay into big round bundles that look so pretty out in the field. A hay baler. We'll need a combine to harvest the corn. So we have a field that's got corn in it, a field that's got grain in it. Well, corn is a grain, but it's a different kind of grain. Wheat, and then we have one that's gonna have hay. Oh my goodness, there's so many things that this is a very large farm.
Mm-hmm.
And the combine almost looks like the opposite of a tractor. It's going the other way from the tractor, and it will scoop up all of the corn and then take the bits of the juicy corn heads that make the ears, right? The corn ears. And put them in a separate container. We'll need a hayride when we're finished. And yep, there goes all the people in the hayride. We call those hayrack rides. And they're enjoying the work that they have finally finished being done. And they are going to enjoy themselves by going for a ride. What a cool book full of interesting things that, yes, that's what that's called. And yes, that's what you need in order to do this. But there is one more thing that I don't think the author has mentioned, but that I think is important to mention. In order to have somebody to do something with that lumber and that tractor and that hole digger and the sprinkler machine and the chicken wire and the sheet metal and the hive and the hammer and the baskets and the baler and the combine, we need to have people.
Money.
And money to buy it all.
Money, 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 money.
Yes, we need...
Electricity.
Yes. Well, we don't need to have electricity if we have good batteries. But we do need to have people. We do need to have people to do this. So it requires a lot of people to run a farm. And it requires a lot of people to visit that farm too. So my friends, I encourage you to visit a farm. And that, our dear friends, is...
the end. Hope you can join us for another story tomorrow.
Me too.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.